Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration may temporarily block American citizens from returning to the United States if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign nationals from entering the country, but a draft proposal would add U.S. citizens and permanent legal residents to that list. Also at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, President Trump commented on the prospect of a Joe Biden victory in November's White House election.
It will destroy our country. We will go into a depression. We will put on regulation. We will double and triple taxes.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning her position after the city council voted to defund the police department and cut 100 officers' jobs from the force. Best saying her resignation will take effect on the 2nd of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Connecticut voters are ready to cast ballots today in the nation's final presidential primary, but there are problems. It was already moved from April because of the pandemic, and there are now challenges because many polling places remain without power over a week after Tropical Storm Isaias hit the mainland. A strong line of very windy thunderstorms called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power to tens of thousands and leaving behind a trail of damage, though nobody was injured. The U.S. Secret Service says a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House yesterday afternoon and told him he had a weapon. When the suspect ran towards the officer and took something out of his clothing, the officer shot him. The suspect is now in critical condition. President Trump thanking the Secret Service for the job it did in this case.
Very, very professional people that do a fantastic job, as you know.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas yesterday on his 60th birthday announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. No excuses, by the way. I just want you to tell you that up front. Only because George Barna, the first thing he says, hey, what's your excuse? Just to knock me off balance, I guess. But, hey, George.
It worked.
Yeah, it did. It did work because, you know, that's almost an interesting, provocative opening, isn't it? You know, what's your excuse? And go, wait, what? Am I wearing the wrong shirt? What happened here? You know, what gave you that indication? So,
I found with my kids, it's an interesting thing. It sets them back on their heels and they think, oh my gosh, what does he know?
What does he know? I don't exactly. Well, you know, there's probably a lot of people there in Chicago, you know, as they're burning down the Miracle Mile there and places of Portland that continue, you know, you ask them what your excuse is, they're liable to throw a brick at you, I guess, you know. How dare you ask me that important question?
And the reality is, for what they're doing, there's no excuse.
Yes,
so,
exactly. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Short conversation.
Yeah, he is a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And interesting, his latest research, you know, is indicative of what happens. And you've heard us talk about this before. When you begin to look at things according to your own eyes and you question whether or not God really said, right?
Well, it's true. And then when you start believing that all truths, quote unquote, are equal, all faiths are equal, you've got to be tolerant of everything and everybody, you know, and every excuse, as we're saying. Well, I mean, that completely changes the game, and not for the better.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, what should have happened, according, you know, to their understanding, is that God should have accepted Cain's worship and his sacrifice, right? Because God should have just said, no, I'm not. And then that way, God would no longer be just, and he would no longer represent absolute truth.
Yeah, the difficulty with what we're seeing today is that everything is being rewritten, including God's word, which is the only reliable source of truth. And so when you take that out of the picture, anarchy becomes a viable solution, and that's mm-hmm. what we're experiencing.
Well, most of us, I say most, maybe that number might be qualified, especially on this latest research, look at the Word of God as being the inerrant Word of God. Some, you know, run the spectrum and say, well, mostly inerrant, you know, all the way to, well, it's just man's interpretation, right?
Exactly. And in America today, what our research found is that only 4 out of 10 adults believe that the Bible is without errors. And so you've got enormous numbers of people sitting in the pews of churches around the country, listening perhaps to somebody teaching from the Word of God, and thinking it's optional. It's like, well, maybe that's true, but maybe it's not. How do I feel? Because that becomes the arbiter of how most Americans are determining truth. Does it feel right to me? Does it make me comfortable? Do I like where that brings me ultimately? And if it does, and they say, you know, I believe that's truth because it makes me feel good. It seems right to me. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you were talking about earlier, as the scriptures talked about, that Paul wrote about.
Right.
You know, when you begin to just believe the things that itch your ears that make you feel good, that's when you've lost it.
How dangerous is that?
Well, it's exceedingly dangerous because then there's, if you play that out to its end, there is no such thing as sin. There's no need for a savior. God may or may not exist. It doesn't matter because actually you're the one who has to be in control of your life. And so then what you get is everybody walking around as their own gods in their universe that they've created for themselves. And nobody can tell them that they're wrong. Nobody can tell them that there's a better way to do it. Nobody can expect them to invest in the lives of others, to be concerned about the community, to be looking out for anything other than themselves. So it's the ultimate in selfishness where everybody is just doing what benefits them.
And what a price we're going to pay. I mean, here's the God of the universe, maker of heaven and earth, who loves us so much, sent his son, his only son, to come and save us. And we say, nah, I don't think so. Really? Wow.
What Americans are saying is, yeah, I've got other options. I mean, this Jesus guy is good, but, you know, if I'm just good enough, I mean, right now we're in a situation where about half the country believes that you can earn eternal salvation, if they even believe in such a thing, by being or by doing enough good.
Yeah.
And that's more than the one-third who would say, no, that's not possible.
Mm.
So we've kind of completely overthrown the Reformation in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said, no, we have the new Reformation where good people are going to triumph. And sadly, in human history, that's not the way it works.
Yeah, the new old Reformation, because we've gone this way before. I mean, this has been argued in the ages that, you know, that your works is good enough. And Jesus made it real clear and pointed it out in such a way, you know, with love. But it was clear what Jesus meant, that that's not going to get us to heaven just by good works. I mean, and even Paul expressed it quite clearly that out of the natural outpouring of our faith, we're going to do right. There's going to be some good works, but that comes as a consequence of our faith, not the other way around.
Yeah, and this also goes back, Bill, to, you know, what we talked about, I think, maybe a few weeks back, where our research was showing that a large majority of Americans believe that people are basically good. Well, if you start from that premise, and then you take, you know, something else that we have in this current report, that two-thirds of Americans say that it's better to have some type of faith than any particular faith. In other words, it's better to have faith. That matters more than which faith you buy into. Now, once again, you're taking the ball out of God's hands, and you're saying, I'm going to call the plays here. I know what's best for me, I know what's best for humanity and the rest of the world, and I hope you can enjoy the way that I'm going to orchestrate it.
Well, America has continued to move in this postmodernistic trajectory, you know, for decades, and now we find ourselves, I mean, I'm reading in the Old Testament, as the remnant was coming back to Jerusalem, and then you have Ezra coming and realizing that here's, you know, the purity of Israel that God had intended had all been compromised. They started going back to their old ways and abandoning the things that God clearly had directed. And sometimes, George, I'll tell you, it's problematic for me when I look at where America is right now. I go, oh God, we deserve judgment based on what you have done consistently in representing your character and your righteousness and justice. And We've really gotten ourselves in a mess here because we've abandoned your ways, and now we're trying to embrace the unembraceable somehow.
Well, it's true. You know, and I look at this, and America is really interesting to study. You know, I mean, I've been doing this for 40 years, and one of the things that's become very clear is that as a nation, we have a drastic case of historical amnesia, where we don't remember our past, so we're committed to recommitting the same sins and mistakes and errors and faux pas as we go on, thinking, oh, gee, this is novel. It's not novel at all. It was done previously, and we could have learned from that, but because we're not interested in that, we ignore it. And then I look at the church and I say, well, you know what? We bear part of the responsibility for that, because we've become, based on some of the research I've been doing the last few years, when you study what's being preached out of our pulpits, we're preaching the stuff that people want to hear rather than teaching them, first of all, the stories of the Old Testament.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Fresh and independent we are. Welcome. Welcome back. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, is back with us. And we're talking about his latest installment in survey. George, you guys have been doing such a great job on this. And I'm so glad that we're, you know, having this conversation and that you're able to update us and that what you've been able to do in you know with ACU to this end. I cannot thank you enough in ACU, you know, for their commitment, because you know, we need to be aware of what's happening in our culture, because we're missing the mark severely here, and left to our own devices, you know, if we're not well aware and educated as to what is going on in the trajectory, we're not going to know that we're in serious trouble and we need some serious correction, you know, short of God's actual hand of judgment coming upon us.
Well, it's true. You know, our hope is that we're not simply discouraging the church, but that we're informing the church so that it knows how to move forward to a better end. Mm-hmm. And we would argue that because only 6% of adults in America, and obviously fewer children, have a biblical worldview.
That's disastrous. Yeah.
It is disastrous. I mean, we can certainly do better than that, but we'll only do better than that if we're strategic and intentional about it. So we're hoping that the research will give us tracks to run on.
And look at the fruit of this. I mean, COVID-19 has exposed the church and the body politics to such extremes. I mean, causing us to do things that we wouldn't normally, you know, do. A good percentage of Americans, you know, they would not want to assemble. But because of COVID-19, the very things that we don't do, we're doing even more so, all because of the fear factor and what the government has done in depriving us of our religious rights.
Yeah, it's an interesting day and age. You know, I look at, for the last decade or so maybe, there's been a lot of talk about postmodernism being the reigning worldview, which it is. But now we're seeing that put into practice. Mm-hmm. And the way it's coming out is through a Marxist revolt, if you will, that's taking place in America. I mean, there's kind of a civil war that's already taking place, mm-hmm. where that worldview is being practiced. And so when people say to me, well, you know, this worldview stuff that you're doing, it's kind of interesting, but so what? It's like, mm-hmm. well, here's your so what, my friend. Everybody has a worldview. The only issue is which one are you going to embrace and how much you're going to invest yourself in it. Mm-hmm. And what we see now is a growing contingency of the population that has not been raised with biblical truth, casting about for an alternative explanation of how life works and how they can become who they think they're meant to be, mm-hmm. lashing on to postmodernism, which says there is no absolute moral truth, there is no God. The only thing that matters is you and your happiness. You're the only one that can determine what's right or wrong for you. A completely anti-Christian, anti-biblical, unbiblical perspective on life. And yet you look at our, you know, the people who are in the 18 to 24-year-old age bracket have bought into that lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah. George, we have so much information available today. And for us to reproduce the mistakes of years gone by, It just makes you wonder. I mean, is our wiring such that we just cannot help ourselves? That we, you know, that all societies come to that point to question if God really did say or not say. And now we sit there and go, you know, like your report is demonstrating here, where you got 52% of Christians saying that they believe that a person can gain eternal salvation by being good or doing good.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it comes back to, all right, so what's our educational approach here? And I think we've gotten that wrong for a long time, and we're bearing the fruit of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and expecting people to listen to a 30-minute lecture once a week, you know, probably two times a month on average, and think that that's going to radically, you know, propel their worldview forward, I think is foolish. You look at where, you know, what's really influencing the way we think in our culture. And as you study the media, as you study schools, as you study government, you study all these things that have influence, one of the things you discover is that repetition is a big deal. And And so, for instance, when you watch the evening news, mm-hmm. and night after night after night after night, you know, they're pounding on, you know, a particular candidate or a particular political philosophy and trying to give you an alternative. Why do they keep doing that? Because repetition is what drives it home. But in our churches, we're exactly. not doing that. We mm-hmm. think, oh, we have to keep giving people something new. Now, let's go back to the foundations, make sure people own the basics.
Amen.
And that way they're likely to act upon them.
Well, the thing was amazing to me, George, is we broke down that number, that 52% number. You report that half of all adults associated with Pentecostal, 46%, believe it's all about good works and doing good, being a good person, that's going to get you into heaven. Mainline Protestants, 44%, Evangelicals, 41%. The big shock to me, you said, as expected, Catholics, 70% embrace that point of view. What is going on with Catholics that they would think that just being good, is it just because of the confessional or, you know, some liturgical misunderstanding? I mean, that boy, this really just comes jumping off the page.
Well, you know, and I was raised Catholic. You know, all of my family back east is still Catholic. And so mm-hmm. we have these debates all the time. And you have to understand that that's part of the church's official teaching. Mm-hmm. Is that works are very important. They're a part of the formula for salvation. Now, there are a lot of Catholics, millions literally, mm-hmm. in the U.S. who have resisted that and have read the scriptures differently. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I've gotten pushback on this every time we put a release out where I note the Catholics have that point of view and indicate that I think that's errant, it's unfortunate, it can be changed. I get a lot of pushback on that.
Yeah, they shouldn't think that it's persecution. It's just, hey, look at this is a snapshot of where you are. Whether you're an evangelical, a Pentecostal, or you're a Catholic, you get this kind of report card. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, again, because it's been repeated to them over and over and over again, it's very difficult to change that. And so that's where the community of Christ comes into play, and relationships are so critically important in that process. Simply by telling somebody you're wrong, they're probably not going to change. But when they can see a good model, and when they trust somebody who's trying to explain and show them things that are different, that's when you have a chance of facilitating change.
You know, you touched on this earlier that, you know, the perception is 69% said, you know, by and large, you know, people are basically good. How does that square up with the Word of God that says all men have failed and fallen short of God's glory?
I mean, all men are not good. If they were, then Jesus died a horrible and unjust death on the cross.
Unnecessary death, yes, exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. For nothing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess it's just to be made into a movie. I mean, that's all you could conclude. You know, like, what a startling movie this would make, and it did. But, no, the point is that God gave us the opportunity to choose. Did we want to do things His way or our way? Humanity chose its own way, and we see the results.
Right. And the abandonment of absolute moral truth, 58% believe there's no absolute moral truth. Boy, does that put us on a slippery slide?
Well, it sure does, and it says something to us about the Bible. Those of us who know that the Bible is God's reliable, trustworthy word, He gave it to us for our own good, not to punish us. It's to help us to live a more fruitful, more enjoyable, joyful life. You know, for those of us who get that, we kind of need, I think, to go on a charm offensive for the Bible. Help other people, because most Americans right now do not understand the history of the Bible. They don't understand how it could possibly be reliable. And so for us to be sharing that kind of information with them, this is the time to do it.
Dr. George Barnum, professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how can they be in touch with you?
CulturalResearchCenter.com is where they'll find the information. And if they want to subscribe and get these reports every couple of weeks when I put a new one out, we'd be happy to send it to them for free.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy two bottles for only $49.99 each and get two bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration may temporarily block American citizens from returning to the United States if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign nationals from entering the country, but a draft proposal would add U.S. citizens and permanent legal residents to that list. Also at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, President Trump commented on the prospect of a Joe Biden victory in November's White House election.
It will destroy our country. We will go into a depression. We will put on regulation. We will double and triple taxes.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning her position after the city council voted to defund the police department and cut 100 officers' jobs from the force. Best saying her resignation will take effect on the 2nd of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You ready to talk about a contemporary and holistic view of the new retirement? Well, there's a landmark research study from Edward Jones, and AgeWave ushers in this new retirement concept, and we're going to be breaking it down here with our guest, Dr. Ken Dykewald. He's a psychologist and gerontologist, founder and CEO of AgeWave, and Scott Thomas back with us, principal client needs research from Edward Jones. A little bit of background, you know, driven by social health and demographic shifts and accelerated by COVID-19. It's like everything is being accelerated by COVID-19 these days. The future of retirement is now taking into account a more holistic approach to well-being that goes beyond financial independence. A new 9,000-person, five-generation representative study conducted in the U.S. and Canada by Edward Jones and AgeWave explores how retirees can gain confidence and find purpose in their next stage of life while considering everything from managing mental health, defining family needs, and recognizing the advantages of aging. Yes, there are advantages of aging, right, Dr. Ken?
Yeah, there were a couple that popped up in this study. You know, often we hear aging talked about as a disadvantage. More likely to sick, you're more likely to fall down. You don't understand why Conway West is so popular, and you don't know who Billy, you know, Bill, where, what happened to Billy Idol anyhow. So what are some of the advantages?
Right.
Well, first of all, older people have, get ready for this, they have some perspective, they have some wisdom. They were far more resilient than younger generations. Younger generations in this time of COVID are kind of like, where's my job? How come I have to live home? And my kids are, you know, banging off the walls trying to get their homework done, and maybe I can't afford to pay my rent. Older people are through most of that. They've got a sense of perspective, they've been through hard times, good times, they have a great sense of appreciation, They really appreciate their family. And in fact, 89% of the American public said, we need to get more from our elders. We need to get more of their emotional intelligence, more of their help, more of their guidance. Because they seem to be more sure-footed during this difficult time. Also important to point out that 70% of retirees own their homes, 60% of which are paid off. So they're living without that kind of up and down of mortgage payments. On top of that, the average couple is getting $31,000 a year from Social Security and $12,000 each market value of a Medicare policy. So they're good safety nets, and they should stay in place around our older adults. So they're not quite as torn by all the financial drama that's happening to younger people right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Scott Thoma, tell us about the new four pillars of retirement, which was part of the study that was, gave us some really compelling results, right?
Exactly. And it really highlighted how to live a really successful retirement, how to transition ultimately into retirement. So there's four different areas, as you call them, pillars that rose to the surface. And the pillars were family, health, finances, and purpose. And we found that individuals that had strategies across those four pillars were the ones that were able to really live a retirement that accomplished all that they wanted to accomplish. And it wasn't just having a strategy for those pillars. What we found is that their expectations of what they wanted from a financial advisor also evolved. It wasn't just somebody who could help them with their money, but it could help them with these four pillars and ultimately have a strategy for each of them.
Well, Dr. Ken, I got to imagine this research was really encouraging for you. I want you to expand a little bit more on this new retirement and what it is entailing here for current and pre-retirees.
Okay, great. You know, keep in mind that at the turn of the 20th century, the average life expectancy in America was 47 years. So our grandparents, if they reached 60th birthday, they probably were pretty glad they had made that gone the distance. Imagine they might have a couple of 3 years in front of them. Today, at the age of 60, their life expectancy is about another 25 years. And with medical breakthroughs that might be coming over the next decade or so, living to 90 or 100 is going to become more normal. And so that's an entirely new period of, let's call it, time affluence. We're going to have more time. And what we're seeing from retirees is that they talk about it in terms of more freedom from. I don't have to please my parents anymore. I don't have to go to work anymore. I don't have to get the kids off to school. And more freedom, too. You know, if I want to volunteer at the church, if I want to go back to college, if I want to take a long walk every morning, I'm free to do that now. So they're viewing this as an entirely new chapter of life. And I do want to add one other thing as a social scientist. That most financial planning is just all about the money. Boy, what we heard from the study are two things. First of all, people are really generous with their families and their loved ones. 71% of the American population said that they would not turn their back on their kids, their parents, brothers and sisters, even if it put their lives in jeopardy. The other thing we learned is that people don't view this new stage of life as just about money. It's about the fun you have with family. It's about the memories you make. It's about the purpose, your new purpose that you craft. And so in many ways, my hat goes off to Edward Jones for being the first financial firm to talk about a wider framework of life than just money. And I think that's the way it's going to be going forward.
Well, that's an interesting conclusion, Dr. Ken, because it's been said of this generation, I'm not talking about the new one, I'm talking our generation, that we're more materialistic, and that's what, you know, touched off the next generation. So the fact that we've come out of this and realized that there are bigger values here that are beyond money, I think is very positive.
Yeah, Bill, it's as though this COVID, for all its horribleness, has been like a big global near-death experience, and every one of us has had to think about what matters in our life. And a lot of boomers, especially, who have gotten materialistic, are thinking, you know, what matters far more to me is financial security, time with my family, and trying to make an impact in my community. And so we're actually energized by some of the good intentions we see rising up out of America right now. I know the media likes, not you, but the media likes to play a lot about how crazy everybody is. And what we saw is quite the opposite. We saw a huge amount of resilience and conscientiousness and a desire to do good for others.
Yeah, we're focused on uplift. That's what we want to do. Hey, Scott, why did Edward Jones commission the study?
It's a great question. So thank you for asking that. The key is we are a relationship firm at the end of the day. Yes, we're a financial services firm, but at the end of the day, it's all about relationships. And I would say that our clients typically fall within two camps. I'd say all of them either want to someday retire or want to stay retired. And so because of that goal, we've been hearing from our clients that their definition of retirement is evolving. It's changing. Their needs are evolving, and we need to make sure that as a firm, we're able to ensure that we have the resources, the advice, the guidance that can help them as their definition of retirement is changing. So that was the purpose of doing the study, is to understand how retirement is changing and making sure that we as a firm can adapt to our clients' needs as they continue to evolve.
And here you are planning this survey, and here comes COVID-19. Did you guys just think for a moment maybe we shouldn't do this?
I'd say there was some question as to, should we go through with this? Are we going to get the right insights from this? And we took a step back and realized that we're going to get to understand our clients and how their concerns might be evolving due to this. And so actually this was, I don't want to call it an opportunity, but it was at least a scenario where we could say, have their needs changed? How do we think about the unexpected? Because unfortunately, unexpected things are going to happen throughout retirement. Over a 25-year period, there are going to be things that are going to happen. So how do we ensure at the end of the day that our clients are going to be prepared to be able to handle these things? And how might their goals and needs evolve or change whenever they go through periods? Now, hopefully we'll never experience something like this again, but we all know we need to be prepared for the unexpected.
I'll tell you, there's so much about this topic. I wish we had more time. And, Dr. Ken, we got about a minute left. Touch on the social relationships as predictors of health and purpose, if you would, please.
Yeah, great question. We sort of created this celebritocracy in America where we think if you got a big car or a fancy house or, you know, a big title over your office, you must be something. But that's not the way it came out in the study. The people who have friends, people who love their family, people who have folks to talk to, and people who cared about them were doing the best, and we're the happiest. And frankly, we're also the happiest in retirement. That money mattered, but it doesn't matter as much as the quality of the relationships.
Scott, I'm going to give you the last word. Where can they go for more information? I mean, there's so much to this study that we recommend that our audience spend some time with it, and I think this is going to elevate them. Boy, there's a lot of valuable stuff here.
Absolutely. For more information, you can go to our website, www.edwardjones.com/new-retirement.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, these are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander joins us now. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. So what's the latest update there in your fabulous state of Arizona? And I think I asked you this the last time. You know, with all the people moving into Arizona, escaping the blue state madness, why are they bringing their blue state infection into a red state and turning it purple with the ultimate goal of it, you know, going absolutely blue from being red? I don't understand
it's bizarre. I don't really understand it either. I mean, they've seen their policies fail in their home state, so why would they want to bring that failure over here? Mm-hmm. All I know is liberals just never pay attention to the past and history, and they never learn from it. And so I think there's some of that probably going on there where they just live for the moment. They just live for the present, and they don't even pay attention to how those policies ruined their state.
Yeah. You know, although in contrast, I'll talk to some people who have escaped Venezuela and they're kissing the ground they're on, and they look at America and all this insanity that's going on in the streets and this rebellion and lawlessness, and they're going, I left Venezuela to get away from this. Now here it is in America, the land of the free and home of the brave. What is going on?
Well, that's because they've experienced, you know, real socialism. Mm-hmm. You know, I think these liberals who flee these liberal states, you know, a lot of them are entitled. A lot of them have grown up with a lot of money. You know, they have crony capitalism in their state. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're the ones who are able to afford to move and get out of there. So
right.
they don't see anything wrong with those liberal policies for the most part.
Yeah, and the additional insult is then they look to the states who've been run well and the federal government and say, help us out. Even though they've been such poor managers of the people's money and taking full advantage of COVID and the effects, and the Treasury vault is open and they're lining up for money, you know, to line their own pockets and to make themselves whole after their poor fiduciary decisions.
Yeah, I'm sure they're the biggest, you know, beneficiaries of all the COVID relief. You know, they're going to be the first ones to say, oh, we can't go back to work. Oh, you know, like the teachers' unions. And, yeah, they'd rather just, you know, live off the federal dole.
Exactly. Well, the other thing they're doing, too, strategically, Rachel, and I was able to see this with another guest, is that, you know, the public schools, they're still getting paid. And they're basically siege working by dragging this thing out and making all these other ridiculous claims like get rid of charter schools and private school vouchers and all that kind of stuff. Because private schools, they're not getting any money. There's no support from the federal government. These people are taking it right there in their wallet, and some of these institutions, they're going to end up succumbing to the COVID effect, and you know, the teachers union are all but celebrating, because that herds the, you know, that, you know, calls the herd on their behalf, and they have less competition when we need these private schools in place, especially when you look at the results of what how much more effective they are than our public schools that we're dumping all this money into. And what do we got to show for it? You know, where we rank number 27, 28 on the educational schedule around the world. I mean, America, after all the money we spend, that's the best we can do, 27 or 28 in ranking? What does that say?
Well, the irony is, I saw this Catholic school in New Jersey, and as you know, pretty much all Catholic schools have gone to the left, and it was putting out all this encouraging information about how we're going to have the kids back in school, and, you know, we can't keep going from home any longer, and all these parents were outraged, these liberal parents. But the reason that liberal Catholic school is taking that position is because it is going to go out of business if they don't go back.
Follow the money. That's it. Your latest article, imprisoned anti-deep state rep Stockman gets COVID. Let's unpack that.
Oh, yeah. Basically, what's going on is, you know, all these murderers and rapists. In fact, since my article came out, a rapist was released, and he went and killed his victim.
Yes, exactly.
So, they're letting out people like that. But if you're a conservative political prisoner like former Congressman Steve Stockman, you don't get out. And he is over 60, he's 63, he has diabetes, he has other health issues, he's at really high risk for COVID. They let everybody else who's over 60 and diabetes out of prison except him. So what happened? He got COVID-19.
Wow. And with the comorbidities, what's his chance of survival?
I don't know. You know, I've been talking to his wife a lot, and I hear that, you know, so far he's all right, but, you know, he doesn't sleep well. He's got bad breathing. He already has a lung condition, and so it's hurting his lung condition. And right now he's fighting just getting his medication refilled. Mm-hmm. You know, when the local news found out and aired a story about it 10 p.m. a week ago last Friday, the prison finally took him to the hospital. And they
gave him,
it's insane. And they finally gave him some chloroquine.
I was going to ask if they were going to allow him to use this, because it's become such a political, you know, football here, going back and forth, that, you know, they may limit his right to try. But that's good. So he had access to the hydroxychloroquine. That's great.
But they haven't refilled it. Since he got back to the prison, they haven't given him any more.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Wow. That's not good.
Corruption is out of control.
Well, you know, you and I have been discussing this, you know, the pointed attacks against anything that's conservative. It's nonstop. It's really, you know, going, you know, I mean, it's lost its mind. And here we are. I mean, all we're trying to do is save people's lives, and everything's got to go through this political filter, you know, that whether, you know, it's remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine, and it's all pointing to, you know, even if we were to get a vaccine by the end of the year, and it seems like it's going to be soon and very soon, or at least sooner than expected, which is quite an accomplishment for any administration, but particularly, you know, this administration. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media and others are not going to report on it like it's some sort of deal, but it's because of the leadership of Donald Trump that it's fast-tracking that there could even be a vaccine. But even with that, Rachel, after everything is all said and done, you know, it's not like the vaccine is the golden, you know, the golden ticket here.
No, it's not. I mean, other people are still going to die, even with the vaccine, and probably won't work on some people. But like you said, it's so bizarre how we've got these two split worlds going on. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I go to Drudge Report, and all it is the most horrible negative news about how COVID-19 is getting worse. And then I go to the Liberty Daily, and everything is completely positive, how it's receding, how, you know, the stuff is working, and blah, 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 and it's just driven the country into two different camps, you know. And I read that Democrats, 98% of them wear a mask, whereas conservatives, it's like 60 to 70%.
Right. Well, I still have a problem. I mean, I'll wear it, you know, when I'm in places where, you know, it's mandated and that sort of thing, and out of respect, on the plane I wore it. Although it was interesting because my wife just came across from Florida, and she said there was a guy who was not wearing a mask going through the airport. He had some sort of special dispensation, you know, some medical excuse to not wear the mask. I thought that was interesting.
Well, yeah, there's lots of reasons you might not wear a mask, and some of them are pretty basic and affect a lot of us, like asthma. You know, I have horrible times wearing the mask, and every time I have to go in a grocery store and put one on, I'm constantly lifting it up so I can breathe. Right. How is that helping? That is not helping at all.
Exactly.
You know,
if you start coughing, then all of a sudden, you know, the COVID Nazis come out of the woodwork, like, get her out of here, check her temperature, you know, she's coughing.
Oh, I won't even go on a plane because I do have horrible coughing issues from all, you know, acid reflux and all kinds of things because of the stress that happened to me all over the years. And they would hate me on the plane. I mean, I'm terrified. I won't travel until this is done.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, for me, just from a practicality standpoint, I mean, didn't we learn this, you know, in school, I think in third grade, that, you know, we're expelling, you know, carbon dioxide to feed the plants, right? And we breathe in oxygen. Now we're stopping that, and we're keeping what we expel, the carbon dioxide, close to our face. And people are getting lightheaded. And what drives me nuts is I'm watching people driving their cars around with their mask on. They're in their own cars by themselves. They're wearing their mask on. Man, I just hope that you don't pass out or get lightheaded or do something, you know, as a result of wearing this mask, because, you know, that's the fashionable thing to do these days. And I don't mean to be disrespectful by just saying it's fashionable, but it just seems to be the politically driven, you know, motivation right now.
Oh, they're total virtual signalers, you know, when they wear these masks. I mean, I see people, they get out of their car and they have their mask on and they walk up to the restaurant. Well, they don't have to wear a mask walking from their car to the restaurant. They're virtual signaling and showing how wonderful they are and how much they care about the rest of us.
Right.
But that's all it is, because, you know, we've done the science, we've read the science, every epidemiologist and every molecular biologist that I know has said they won't wear a mask because they realize they're absolutely worthless.
Wow. Well, Rachel Alexander has been with Rachel. How can people be in touch with you?
You can go to my website, intellectualconservative.com, and find my articles on websites like Town Hall.
She's the recovering attorney right here on Bill Martinez, contributor to Town Hall, as she says, WND, the Christian Post. And we're so appreciative of her coming on the show. Rachel, take care and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
frustrated.